All right, well, look. I don't know if I'm holding your attention to now, but this song has not been played before an audience before, so I don't really know how I'm gonna do with it. Look, before I start it, I'm gonna tell you a story about it. I have a notebook in which before I do anything, can I say how fucking funny John Oliver was? I was right over there laughing my ass off going, I need to bring this guy on tour with me. That's gonna be awesome, right? So say thanks to John Oliver and everybody else who played tonight. It was really fun. So I have a little notebook. This might be a long story. Do you have a couple minutes? And the worst of it is, it might be a long story that leads to a song I don't know how to play because I'm tired and kind of drunk, so. So I want everybody to be prepped for the payoff to be maybe a song that I don't really know that well. But then I'll get to some that I do know pretty well, all told. Okay? Right. So that's where we're at. Okay. So when you are a young, arrogant child, as I was, in your classroom explaining to your teacher why you don't have to study math or geometry because you're going to be a famous writer someday. And your teachers are saying, well, you know, but you don't know for sure what you're going to be, and that's why you want to keep your options open. But deep inside your young 12-year-old arrogant heart, you're going, no, I don't think you really understand. I'm going to be so famous. It's going to be so awesome. You're going to be writing me fan mail, and you're my sixth grade teacher. That's how rad it's going to be, okay? So now you understand, right? So you leave me alone about the fucking geometry, right? Okay. Not knowing that 25 years later, you will purchase a game for the Wii Entertainment System from Nintendo called Geometry Wars. Then where will you be? But this is all later. All these people, these teachers, they will tell you when you are a young aspiring writer, they say it with this horrible tone of voice. They mean well, but they say it, they say, you know, what a lot of writers have done is kept a notebook. Yeah, I never fucking thought of that, dude. Yeah, no. I'm gonna be a writer. It's all I've ever dreamed of since I was 4 years old, and I never thought of writing anything down. And if you're me, and a heretic, you develop a resentment against this idea of keeping a notebook. So every English teacher that ever tells you to keep a notebook, you go, you know what I'm not going to do is keep a notebook. I'm just gonna remember it or carve it into my arm with a razor blade. As for notebooks, no, that's for the failures. But then you grow older and you realize that that was an immature and childish attitude to have about the advice that people who were only trying to help you are giving you. It's a painful moment when you have that realization, but you grow through it. Then what do you do? Oh, it's so simple. You buy a notebook. And you write down the thoughts as they occur to you. For a while, you think you should write them letters confessing that they were right, but then you think better. Sometimes the things you write down are actually terrible ideas, just terrible, which sort of, it tells you why you didn't want to do this in the first place, is you didn't want evidence of your own failure right there in front of you, right? One day, cutting this extremely long, probably endless story short, one day I wrote a title down in my little tiny notebook of song titles that I keep. And as soon as I'd written it, I went, that's gotta be the stupidest song title you've ever come up with in your life. There's no way you can ever live up to that song title. It's the end. It is the end. And it sat there in my notebook for 2 years. Then one day, about a month ago, I said, it's time to write the song, Wizard Buys a Hat. I do not feel the song lives up to its song title. Nor do I feel that any songwriter, no matter how good, can live up to this song title, for which I take no credit whatsoever. Anyway, it's a song about when I lived in Portland, and it's called, let me just take a moment to savor this. Wizard Buys a Hat. Thank you. shuffled up 6th Street in the rain. Kept my head down as I pushed past the people. And in the department store, I found what I was looking for. This is the church, this is the crucible. They come out to Broadway and they look for me. I'm on the red steps smoking a cigarette. Easy to recognize, black bandages on my eyes. This is the church, these are the congregants. But if I came here to drown, I'm gonna take a few people down.